Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Man, I'll tell you what, after listening to that news about the emotional stability of kids, listening to their cell phones, I just got to thinking to myself, the more I listen to this, the more emotionally stable I get, I feel unstable.
Yeah, Kyle, on that line of thinking, Bam and I were in the truck. We were in Springfield picking up some hydraulic parts from a hydraulic company that makes fittings and hoses and things. And we were passing Costco, and there's a Sam's Club made a couple miles down the road that we are members of, the Sam's Club, not Costco. And I said, hey, Bam, let's go into Costco. And they always have four times as many people in the parking lot as Sam's Club does. And it's always packed, at least from the parking lot perspective. So we pulled into the parking lot with our best vehicle. I mean, the best vehicle in our fleet, 2004 Tahoe. Really nice-looking machine that our son bought for $1,500, you know, maybe close to a year ago. So we're in the Tahoe, and we've got the oldest jalopy in the parking lot. I mean, we were outclassed by the shopping carts. And so we're walking in, and you know we're following the people with flip flops. I mean, it's like really hot, about 100 degrees, literally, no exaggeration, plus or minus 1 or 2 degrees, maybe plus. But so we went in there, and we were greeted by this gal, and she said, membership card. I said, we just came to look around. She said, well, you're going to have to register. Oh, okay. Over there. Go register over there. Member services. So I said, okay. So Bam pulled this piece of paper out of his pocket, you know, the size of half of an index card. He puts it in his hand and walks right past member services. And so the two of us just walked right in. And I said, y'all got your member services approval, right? And he goes, he holds up this piece of paper as if that's it, right? So we walked around Costco, and I said, Bam, this is a circus. Pink hair, blue hair, green hair, people wearing their pajamas. This is nuts. This is what's wrong with America. And then so we went into the appliance department, and they had all these fancy-looking dishwashers, stoves, thin skin. Really, you could see that this is like one gauge thinner than aluminum foil on the stainless steel on the front covers, part you see, of these appliances. And I opened the doors of the appliances. They were thin. They were light. I looked at the washing machines. Instead of a metal lid on a agitator-style washer, plastic, as flimsy as could be. And our son said, hey, look at this. If you let go of the lid, you can't slam it. It's got, you know, hydraulic suspension, so it lowers itself gently. And the agitator, that's not there. It doesn't have an agitator. So these are all these wonderful feature-laden appliances. The people there are up-to-date in fashion. You know, they look like they buy the latest colors of Kool-Aid to dye their hair. It was a freak show. I couldn't believe it. They had televisions that I'm not so sure would fit in our house. They were so big. Who needs an 85-inch television? Who needs one of those? Seriously.
Well, my neighbor. It's got one. I'm not joking. It blows my mind. In fact, it's no joke, Vince. He had just bought a 56-inch TV a couple of years before and decided he had to have an 85. And so he went and bought an 85, and he paid like $900 for this 56-inch TV, and I got it off of him for $100. So it's like, and we just put it right into my house. I was like, so I got a big TV. It's everything's easy to see, but, you know, it's $100 for me, and it's kind of like the same line of thinking. You go ahead with what you got, and then I've got mine.
I got it.
I can't even believe this stuff either.
I got it, Kyle. Since he's your neighbor, you ought to take him shopping. You ought to say, hey, let's go look at new cars, and then he'll buy one and say, Kyle, you want my old truck? $100. Hey, let's go look at dishwashers, refrigerators. Let's go look at compressors. Let's go look at welders. Let's go look at radial arm saws.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, I totally get it. Speaking of that, Vince, so he, 3 years ago, bought a bottom freezer refrigerator, stainless steel front. I mean, paid $1,400 for it 3 years ago. And, you know, it's an LG, you know, the Chinese special. And it quit working. This just happened last week. And anyway, it quit working, so he decides, I've got to go get a new refrigerator. Didn't even tell me about it, or I would have told him what I did to it. Anyway, he says, you want this? You can have it. He says, I can't get it to work, and maybe you can or something, and then I'm going to, but I've already bought a new fridge, and we put it in already. So it's just sitting out there, right? So I took this fridge, and I went over there, and I laid it on its side for about 4 hours. First of all, I plugged it in, and I made sure that it wasn't working. I should say, you should back up a minute. I plugged it in out here, and it's been hot. I mean, it's in the high 90s when I had this out there, and so it was like 70 degrees or so inside the refrigerator, and 56 degrees, something like that, in the freezer. So I knew there was still, you know, it hadn't lost its Freon, you know, maybe. And so I figured, well, I'll just burp this thing. And so I laid it on its side for about 4-5 hours, something along those lines. He had a bunch of errands to run in town, and I just tipped it over in the morning and let this thing sit there for about 4 or 5 hours until we got back home. Then I lifted it back up and let it sit there about 3 more hours, just upright. And then I decided, well, it's been, you know, long enough. Usually they recommend at least an hour, but I always like to go more than that. So anyway, I tipped that thing back up, Vince, and plugged it in. And it's running at 1 degree above zero in the freezer and 34 in the refrigerator, and it's been running for the last 3 days. Works perfect. I couldn't believe it. Basically a $1,400 fridge for free. And so I just, you know, people's, and his jaw, I told him that I got it right working and everything, and his jaw just dropped open, and you know, he said, well, my wife really likes this new fridge anyway. So I thought, okay, you know, my dad used to say, you know, there's a guy with more money than sense. And so it's like, there seems to be a lot of people like that anymore.
Well, okay, so here's the 5-minute university lesson in what Kyle just said. So, class, in refrigeration systems, they are sealed. And the refrigerant is supposed to stay contained within the metal tubing and the compressor housing. The compressor is a motor. It doesn't have seals. The motor is in inside a container that is part of the refrigeration loop. So what it does is it compresses the refrigerant, and by compressing and expanding the refrigerant through the tubing, heat is absorbed by the inside coils, which are called the evaporator, and the heat is dissipated through the outside coils, which would be either underneath the refrigerator freezer, behind the coils behind the refrigerator or freezer, or if it's a chest freezer, the outside skin of the chest freezer. So what Kyle did was he tilted it such that the lubricating oil that is trapped within the system, it's not supposed to leave, you're not supposed to add oil to these systems, they're sealed. And he moved the oil from wherever it was to the side, and then he tilted the refrigerator freezer back upright so that all the oil in all the tubing would flow by gravity down to the oil sump in the compressor. It's designed to flow downward. So the plumbing is tilted so that the oil flows back into the compressor. That's what he did, and it worked. So you can do the same thing too. But what Kyle said that's very, very important is you must wait at least 1 hour. And what he did is way better. Wait several hours after you tilt it back into the upright position so that all the oil will go back into the compressor. Otherwise, you can damage the compressor. So good on you, as Gwyneth would say. Excellent. So that's the lesson,
you know, man. We've got a lot of things to cover because I've been so busy, and hopefully I don't cover a whole bunch more or different things that, because I haven't been able to listen to the program, and I'm sorry. I usually try to catch it at least on a podcast, but I've been, you know, busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest. So anyway, I just wanted to share some things about what we had shared before about people. The economy is slowing down, folks. It is on a downhill slide in a hurry. But people are still, there's people dying at a rate faster than what's being reported. And they're not telling you it's from the COVID shot, but it's just a fact. I'll just give you some examples, and then I'm going to go into some things that have happened that you might come across and do if you have to live a rougher life than what you're used to. So I went to a garage sale this last weekend because my wife and I are always looking for things for the farmstead, and this old man had out there all of his stuff, and he's in extremely bad health. So anyway, none of his kids wanted anything. And so one of the best chainsaws, in my opinion, if you had to only have one chainsaw in your entire repertoire, so to speak, would be an 036 steel chainsaw. I have an 034 and an 036. And I will give you the rest of the story after the break.
Yeah. Quality chainsaw, STIHL, pronounced steel. Kyle's with us. He's in Montana. He has a farmstead. And I'm Vin Finelli, and we're teaching lessons from 5 Minute University, all broadcast.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us, and he's teaching us about chainsaws. Kyle, please continue.
Okay. So, anyway, folks, the 036 is a bigger saw, about a medium size. It's not the giant saw, and it's not the little saw, either one. But they stopped making them in 02. The crazy thing is, so this thing's 20, you know, at least 21 years old, 22 years old, coming up real soon. Anyway, so, but if you see one in a pawn shop and it's anywhere near decent condition, they're asking $500 for it used. So that tells you about what kind of quality that they are. I have an 034 and an 036, and I have used both of them for probably 20, and I bought them both used, but I probably used both of them for anywhere from, so I was trying to figure this out the other day, 17 to 19, maybe 20 years ago. I bought the 034 and I bought the 036 a couple of years after that. And what I do for those saws, and I've replaced the bars on both of them and the chains multiple times on them. I've wore them out. So I've used them a lot, and they still run great. So what I do for my mixture, and I'll get back to the story in just a minute, but what I do for my mixture is I mix it approximately a little leaner than 40 to 1. I like a little more oil. They call for 50 to 1. But I mix it about 40 to 1. And then after the mixture is done, I take a cap full, and don't do what I do, by the way. Here's my disclaimer. I take a capful about the size of like a antifreeze cap, about that size, and I pour Prolong into it, the oil additive that I've talked about before, and I pour that into the regular oil. And when I'm mixing up 1 gallon, I'll pour one of those in there, and I shake it around when I put the gas in there and make sure it's all lubricated up. And I've been using the same chainsaws for many years now, 17 to 19 years, let's say, just the general vicinity. But they're in good shape. I mean, but they're still – but I'm not going to pass up the possibility of buying one that looks almost brand new. And so I really looked this thing over, and I noticed it's got the original bar. It's got the original chain. It's just, and the teeth on it don't even look like they've been used hardly. So I asked the guy, $385 on it, which was a good buy. But I thought, you know, there's nobody bought this thing, and we've been here a while. And so I made them an offer on it, and they turned it down. And I said, well, I'll come back. I said, your garage sale closes at 2 o'clock, and if I'm in town, I'll come back. If not, I'll, this was on a Saturday. I said, I'll drop by after church on Sunday. And so after church on Sunday, I decided I went up there, knocked on the door and said, well, the lady said, well, I don't even know if we've got it. And so we went out there to the shed, and sure enough, that chainsaw was still there. And I said, well, let's meet in the middle here somewhere. And so I offered her $300, and she took it. And I took that thing home, Vince. It's no joke. I dumped the gas out because I never trust other people's gas. And no telling how old it had been in there, how long. And so I put my gas in there, and literally it took 3 pulls, and that thing was running. And I had forgotten what it's like to be running an almost new chainsaw. That thing was eaten up. I have some logs that a friend of mine dropped off here that are over 2 foot in diameter. That thing eat through that 2 foot log like it was butter. It just eat it up. It was so nice. I mean, that thing was so much power. The other thing I do, folks, and here's another tip. I take, when I put my bar oil in there for the bar on the chain, on the chainsaw, I will take a small little tiny capful. Now, this one's about maybe a half inch in diameter and a quarter inch deep. And I will put just a little bit of that Prolong in there on the bar oil. And I hear the music again coming up, and I'll finish this on the other side. Sure.
Yeah, and let's talk about what Prolong is when we come back.
Sure.
Kyle's with us. Chainsaws. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. A House subcommittee will hold a hearing this morning examining how the Biden administration planned for the 2021 withdrawal from Afghanistan. The House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Oversight and Accountability will look at the military pullout, including the chaotic evacuation through the Kabul airport that cost 13 American soldiers their lives. Scheduled witnesses include retired Army Colonel Seth Kremrich, former Chief of Staff with Special Operations Command Central. The Department of Justice is filing paperwork asking a judge to order Texas Governor Greg Abbott to have the floating barrier in the Rio Grande removed. DOJ attorneys asked the court to order the barrier removed along with anything used to anchor it. They also asked the state of Texas to not install any future barriers while the case is pending. Abbott put the water barrier in after claiming the Biden administration has failed to secure the border. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today I've got your
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us. Lessons on chainsaws, and I think you might find this quite interesting as we flesh this out. Kyle, please continue.
Sure. So Prolong is an oil additive, and I heard about it a long time ago when they first, I can't even remember when they first come out, Vince, but anyway, they own the world record for an engine running without oil. So what they do basically is they have an engine hooked up like you're in your car with cooling system and electrical and everything. And so they start the engine and they'll put the additive in it, whatever the additive is in the oil. They'll mix it all in there and they run the engine so that the additive will circulate completely through the engine. And then they take the drain plug out, and they run the engine. And so Prolong owns the world record for an engine running without oil. And I won't go into the whole thing of what they did, but it was pretty amazing. So I'm sold on it. And another guy that I trusted really well, one of the mechanics that I know, told me about it, like I said, many, many years ago. And so I started using it, and I actually have seen it work in incredible ways, reducing friction in engines that ran too hot, literally watched the temperature gauge go down. Literally set, and I watched it happen as all I did was add the Prolong to the engine after it was up to temperature, and I put the Prolong in there, and I literally watched the temperature gauge drop. So I know it works. Anyway, so I will go back to, I put a small cap full about the size of a little 12-ounce can bottle that's got like about a half inch across for the cap, and it's about maybe a quarter inch deep, and I put one cap full of that in the bar and chain oil, and I do that with pretty much all of my saws. And you know, Vince, from if you ever have to cut green logs, like bigger green logs, the sap in the green log tries to bind up. It'll melt, and as your chain's running through it with such heat, and it will try to bind your chain up. So I put this in there, and I made sure, you know, the oiler's working good, of course, but I put it in there, and I had two logs that blew over in the high winds around here. And I went through both of those logs, I mean, cut them up into sections, and I'm talking 20, 30 cuts through these bigger logs, and they were probably about 18 inches in diameter, went through the whole trees, and there would be sap there, but that chain did not bind up, cutting those green trees. And so I'm really sold on it. Needless to say, I ended up with this saw for $300. But folks, the thing I'm trying to bring out here is if you're looking and you're careful, you can outfit yourself. Use your money wisely to outfit yourself over for something that's coming. I don't know if you feel it, Vince, or not, but I have this gut feeling, and it's not anything spiritual or anything like that. It's just a gut feeling, and that we're fixing to get hit with something along the lines of more of a powerful recession. Something is going to happen. I will tell you another little quick story, and then however you want to comment on all I've made there. I have another friend who works at one of the major lumber companies around here. They sell all kinds of stuff, you know, saws, everything, a great big company, huge company. And, well, anyway, it's Home Depot. I'll just tell you, it's Home Depot. I don't even know, or nobody know or care. Anyway, so they were setting all kinds of records about a year ago. And they keep projecting downwards the estimates of earnings, their earnings estimates for the company. And he was telling me that so far their store, which has been one of the best in the nation, can't hit those revised down estimates. They can't hit it. And one of the retired CEOs of Home Depot, it was just reported on Disclosed TV, has come out and told the Biden administration, don't be quite so optimistic on your forecast for the future of the country, because you can tell what's happening by how much lumber and stuff you're selling. You know, they know how many new housing starts are going on and how much business there is, and there is still a booming. I mean, this area where we're in, there's still people moving here. You see out-of-state tags all the time, but we just got a notification just yesterday that tourism in this area is down significantly. And that was from a credit card company that has that attracts everything, obviously, that you where you go and spend money and stuff. And the credit card company said that the tourism in this area is down significantly. And I think it's because people don't have the money to be able to do these long extended vacations like they used to. Your comments?
Sure. I believe, and this is nothing new from me, class, and by the way, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything that you hear in the media, read in the media, see in the media, and don't believe me. But I believe that we are in the simmering stage, and I've said this for quite a while now, of the second Civil War in the United States, combined with the second American Revolution. It's evidenced by the crime that's increasing. It's evidenced by people being angry with each other. It's evidenced by politicians being threatened by people. It's evidenced by the White House putting more and more gates and layers of security to protect the people in the White House from the people outside the fence. Okay? I'm not suggesting anyone do anything. I'm just saying this is obvious. This has been reported in the news. I'm not going to Washington, D.C. I have no interest in traveling anywhere. I also believe that we will experience a very severe, if not complete, economic collapse. I believe that the possibility of World War III is increasing at an increasing rate. We are poking the bear at every turn. Class, I just wanted to let you know that we will not be taking phone calls today in case anyone's trying to dial in. Kyle and I have a full class schedule. Those are my thoughts about that, and that is in response to your question about this feeling, this gut reaction. I am extremely concerned on every level. And I can flesh that out with some exclamation points. So you mentioned some chainsaws. Here at our farm, we have, and they're all old. I envy you. You have this experience of what a new chainsaw feels like. I haven't had one of those in maybe
20-year-old new.
Yeah, well, I know, but that's really new to me. I haven't experienced the feeling of a new chainsaw for decades, but we do have a steel, S-T-I-H-L, outstanding. We do have some Husqvarnas. Now, they're not as good. They are not as good. They're rated really well, but steel, I believe, is number one. We have an old McCulloch. It's probably, gosh, it's pushing 40 years old, 40 years old. We've got a home light. It's probably up there in the 40-year-old neighborhood as well. So those are all relatively good quality chainsaws, with steel being number one. As far as the gas-oil ratio, so class, back in the 1960s, when you had a two-cycle engine where you actually mixed the oil, the lubricating oil, with the gasoline, the ratio was 16 to 1. That means 16, if you took, let's use ounces, 16 ounces of gasoline to 1 ounce of two-cycle engine oil. Mix it up, put it in the in a gas can, pour that mixture that you've shaken well into the fuel tank of the chainsaw, 16 to 1. Then, a few years later, it became 24 to 1. So that'd be more oil to get, I'm sorry, more gasoline to oil. So less oil concentration. So the chainsaw would smoke a little less, the carbon buildup would be a little bit less, but there'd be a little less oil in the mixture. Now, then it went to 32 to 1, then 40 to 1, and now I believe the current recommended mixture is 50 to 1. That probably started around the year, somewhere around the 2000s. I'm estimating. I don't do that. I do more of what Kyle does. I kind of like the 32 to 1 because I want to make sure that we have plenty of lubricant, but there there's a downside to it. And the downside is you get a little more soot on the spark plugs, a little more soot in the engine, but you have more lubrication. And I can tell you that we have never, ever worn out a chainsaw engine with this protocol of 32 to 1. So 40 to 1, I'm okay with that. And you know, actually, I believe what Kyle is doing is similar in concept to what I do, and that is he's using 40 to 1, but he adds Prolong for increased lubricity. I'm using 32 to 1 without the Prolong. I'm not saying I just haven't tried Prolong, but from what I understand, you can use it in the engines, you can use it in motorcycles, you can use it in two-cycle engines, as Kyle said. You can even put it in automatic and manual transmissions and differentials, as long as it's not limited slip or posit traction, as it sometimes is called. So it makes sense to me: more lubricity, less internal lubrication friction. Makes a lot of sense to me. So those are some of my comments. But Kyle, I wanted to mention something else. 2006 Chevy Silverado pickup truck came in a couple years ago, and it had a bad alternator. It had the original alternator, and it was a Sunday night or Saturday night, and late night repair for a customer, kind of an emergency repair. We put in a brand new alternator. We got the customer up and running, and everything's great. Came in again yesterday. So this alternator, from brand new one from a big box store, a couple years old, failed. We got a call when I was on the radio yesterday that the voltage meter on the dashboard said it was charging high, like 18 volts. So it was about a 20-something mile ride. The gal made it to the farm. And the alternator is blown, overcharging the battery. It cooked the battery, boiled the acid out of the battery, boiled the electrolyte out of the battery. And this is a lifetime guarantee alternator from a big box store. When I tell you the rest of the story, you won't believe it. And there's lessons, or 5-minute lessons, in this scenario.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So to flesh out the story about the alternator, we replaced the alternator on this car. And while on the phone with the big box auto parts store, I said, it boiled over the battery, and that was a three-year guarantee battery, a free replacement, 3 years. And the alternator cooked the battery. Okay, we can do that. So the customer's getting a free replacement alternator and a free replacement battery. That was kind of nice. But in order to get the alternator, they sent us one, and our son, they delivered it, and our son opened the box and looked at it and said the cover plate, the insulating cover plate, the air deflector on the back of the alternator is loose. Doesn't fit right. Looks like it's going to fall off, you know, as the temperature increases under the hood. So that went back. And they got one from another store and swapped it out, and that one had the same problem. And so they found a third alternator that was done properly, but it was a remanufactured one. So what's happening now is the new parts we're finding are worse than the remanufactured ones, because the remanufactured ones were the original equipment that came from the car manufacturer. They were better than the new ones, which are cheesy, which have Chinese parts. It's absolutely true. So who would have thought that you'd be better off buying a remanufactured part rather than a completely brand new one? Only in America. Only in America would that happen. Because I used to sell auto parts in the 1970s, and if you had a really tight budget, you'd get a remanufactured one. But if you wanted the very, very best, there's no question, you get a new one. Because the new one is like the remanufactured one. You know, top quality throughout, except it had never been used before. So I wanted to share that story with you. And this is really getting frustrating. Now, just one more exclamation point. So our son's working on a 2004 Chevy pickup truck, and it has it's a resistor pack, the control for the fan speed, for the air conditioning and heating blower motor. And they seem to fail like on a regular basis, especially the replacement parts. But the original ones would last maybe 15, 20 years. Okay, so he ordered the part. It gets delivered and dropped off. And there's a drop-off place for deliveries. And I picked up the part. and it looked like it had a lot of shopware on it. It looked like some other greasy-handed mechanic had worked on this box. You know, fingerprints, grease all over it. I opened it up. I said, bam, the wiring harness has been cut. So it's a wiring harness that's built into this resistor module. And Bam said, yeah, and it doesn't have the adapter cable. So what happened was the guys at the auto parts store picked up this greasy box off the shelf, didn't look inside it, didn't notice that the wiring harness had been cut in half. All the wires had been cut in half. And it was missing a part, the adapter. So they drove 52 miles round trip to drop this thing off. And their son called him up and said, yo, what's up? So this kind of stuff is happening. So what this means, if they didn't trust us, they would think, y'all just took this thing out, cut it in half, and now you want to return it. But they know it's better than that. So they're getting us another replacement part. The whole point of this is you could be buying from an auto parts store. If they just say, okay, here it is, it's in the box, you pay for it at the counter, you drive away, and then you open it up when you get home, you go, whoa, this is not right. It's missing parts, or it's broken, or it's defective, or it's been damaged by the previous person who bought it and returned it. You could get blamed for the damage. It's incumbent upon you to open the box right then and there at the counter if you buy it at a auto parts store. And what we have found is that the auto parts store, they sell brakes, and sometimes brakes have wear sensors. And what happens is when the brake pads wear to a certain point, they wear through a sensor that causes electrical contact that sends a message to the computer that tells your dashboard your brakes are worn out, or check your brakes. What happens is some people buy a new set of brake pads, take out the sensors, and return the new set of brake pads. But what they've done is they've stolen the sensors that came in the box. So that when you get them, you may not get the sensors to be replaced with the brake pads when you're doing your own brake job. Kyle, have you heard of these kind of things? Or is it just in the corrupt state of Missouri?
Boy, I think I'm not into auto parts like you are anymore, Vince, but that sounds incredible. I'm not a bit surprised, though, because people are just, like you said, they're getting more angry, they're getting more desperate, and they're getting crazy. I think they're listening to their cell phones way too much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, when this all settles out and the shooting starts and the collapse continues, there'll be more potato chips for the rest of us who survive. Kyle and I will be back right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Of course, I'm kidding, class. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be an absolute mess. And I'd like to mention something about the dependence on automotive batteries. It's very serious. How your engine depends on that good battery.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.